Greg, as always, thanks so much for the time. I think this kind of goes without saying, and maybe this is a really bad question, so apologies for it, but just how special is it to win another Section 4 championship?
Well, certainly, yeah, it is. It's special, and it's special. The circumstances are special to move up a class, number one, and then to have the great class that I had last year graduate. The expectations coming to this year were not quite the same as they were last year. So I flat out told these guys a little while back that they've exceeded my expectations, and they keep going. So we'll see how far we can go. I'm really proud of what they've accomplished.
What do you feel like was the one key to win another section title on Sunday? Because it almost felt like you guys grew into the game and you found your rhythm mm-hmm. as the game continued to progress. Was there one thing in particular that really allowed that to happen?
Well, we grew into the team as the season went as well. And I think the game was a microcosm of that and illustrated that we are a team. We had McKenna get into foul trouble. Maybe we didn't have some shots go that we would have liked, but our mantra has been to do things together, and it takes all five that are out there on the court to win games, not one or two stars. And that's kind of been the focus of this team and some of the other kids stepping up. And you know, we focused on that, particularly in this game with rebounding. Do it together. Don't wait for just one guy to do it. Everybody do it. And that's a good formula for success, having everybody contribute.
You know, we had Haley Beebe on our Athlete of the Week yesterday, and we chatted about how special and fun it was for the first responders and the fire trucks and everything to be welcoming you back into town, the sirens blowing and all of that, and there were people waiting for you at the school. How special is that when the Newark Valley community really rallies behind some of the sports teams, and especially those sports teams that are finding this sort of success?
It's a great community. They love their kids and they love their sport. I would say they support us, whether we're a 20-win team or a 10-win team. The fans are there. It's a sports community. And so, but, you know, in that case, too, for the younger kids that maybe weren't part of the program last year, for them to start going through these same things we did last year, they're thrilled, they're amazed, they're very appreciative of how many people are following us and rooting for us. So it's great to have that support behind you.
So cool. Greg Schreiger with us here on BTL, head coach of the Newark Valley girls basketball team. Again, the Cardinals Section 4 champs, this time winning the Class B title. And I want to talk about that for a moment, because you did mention that as we began our conversation here, the jump to Class B. Was there a moment this season where you thought to yourself, all right, we're right back to where we were a season ago, even jumping up a classification? You guys had some really good games against some really quality opponents of higher classifications. I think back to Horseheads and Oneonta early to begin the season.
Right, and that was clearly the intent with the scheduling. Going into the season, knowing we were stepping up a class, there was some disappointment that we weren't going to get a chance to perhaps repeat as a C champion, to at least have that chance. And there was, you know, okay, now we have to scout and worry about a whole new group of teams that we had kind of not worried about for a couple of years. So there was that. But, yeah, I mean, the tournament at the beginning, beating Horseheads and beating Oneonta, that was certainly encouraging. I thought, okay, we're competing with some really good schools. And then winning the Christmas tournament in Bath, two more B schools. And then January is basically every year the month of Waverly, and seeing how we match up with them, because they are constantly going to be our measurement of how well we're going to do in the league, and then this year, how well we're going to do in the section.
I'm sure there were some glaring things from last year that are not necessarily a part of the identity for Newark Valley girls basketball. But what has become the identity in terms of the X's and O's? What's really progressed to make this team unique and successful?
Well, I think out of necessity this year, we're a better half-court team than we were last year. Hmm. Last year, we rolled over people, maybe with the press and maybe with fast break, and before you knew it, we were up by 20. And we didn't always have to be super efficient in the half-court. We could kind of get by in the half-court because we were going to score a lot of points in transition and pushing tempo. This team doesn't do that as well, but what we do well is execute in the half court. So I'm really proud of how well we're playing defensively in the half court and offensively in the half court. We don't have to run up and down with people, and we're still finding ways to win.
You know, we talked to her yesterday, as I said, and sometimes I'd like to key in on one player, but Haley, you know, when I saw her play at the IAC Championships, she is a true floor general, as I think some people have put it at one point. Like, a lot of stuff just runs through her. She's just unbelievably talented, can shoot, she can dish, she's just aggressive and everything. From a coach's perspective, what is it about her that makes her so special and maybe kind of fit that bill that I just mentioned as a floor general?
Yeah, a security blanket is another way to look at it. When the game's on the line or there's tense moments or you need a bucket or you need a good play on either end of the floor, she steps up and leads. So we have great leadership on this team. But, you know, in terms of her and basically not being able, no teams can press us. It's pretty hard to press us when you have a guard that talented. She initiates our offense, you know, and is a terror on defense as well. I think the thing that's certainly improved for her this year from last year is she's become a major scoring threat, particularly in the second half of the season. She's shooting the ball very well. And you know, I know it's been talked about frequently, her ability to ice games from the free throw line, and I can think of half a dozen this year already. So those are, yeah, those are some of the things that make her stand out for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I think when we spoke last year, right around this time when you were making the run, I mentioned how you were one of the top teams in the state, and it seemed like you were really embracing it. Well, you've been in the state sports writers rankings all season long. You're up to number one this week. You're unbeaten at 22-0. How do you feel going into the state tournament with all this praise and these kind of accolades? Do you think about it? Do you celebrate it? Do you put the blinders on? Take me through it.
To be honest with you, it feels less pressure, to be honest, because we did not expect this. And I think I've probably mentioned it. I know I've mentioned it to my kids. You know, the state ranking is great. It's good for your parents to talk about and the fans to talk about. It wins us zero games. And if anything, it makes you a target. So I'm proud of it for the girls. They're glad. But at the same time, there's work to be done. And the ranking doesn't win you anything. And yes, being in Class B, that it feels kind of not real to say we're the best B team in the state. But we're going to keep trying to win games and maybe get to that point where we are the best team.
Greg Schweiger with us here on BTL, head coach of the Newark Valley girls basketball team. Again, the Cardinals Section 4 champs onto the state tournament that begins this week. And we'll chat about that in just a moment. But, you know, you have obviously built something really, really special over there at Newark Valley. And you even look at just the IAC South and, you know, some of those teams, the large school South in particular, some of those teams that have had some really good things going with the Watkins Glens over the last decade. You know, Waverly has obviously built some stuff, and Notre Dame is always in the mix with things. Edison kind of has turned a corner in a sense, and you know, but for you guys in particular, making these deep sectional runs, to be playing for conference championships and everything, how have you been able to make Newark Valley kind of a hub for hoops lately?
It's the kids and it's the families. You've got to have the players that are making basketball number one. You have to have parents that are willing and able to help their student athletes do the extra. I say to the kids, you know, championships are maybe won in March, but they're built in the off season. If we don't do anything in the off season, our season's over by now in March. And I've been fortunate that there's been a lot of kids that are willing to buy into that and start doing the work in the off season. And then certainly success breeds success. The more we win, the more the younger kids see that and say, hey, that could be me someday too. So I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to put in the work.
I'll let you run here in just a second, but you know, Haley mentioned that you and the team actually got a chance to see Cortland here recently, scrimmaging them, ironically, and now here you are, you know, going to travel all the way up to Syracuse to face off against them here at OCC on Saturday. So don't show all your cards, but you know, from that scrimmage and from what's gone on so far this season, what are some of the keys to getting the job done and advancing to the semifinals?
Sure. So that is a has a special meaning to me to play Cortland and to play Coach Meyer. I respect her so much. We've known each other for quite some time. We've competed against each other in the AAU ranks for probably a decade. We've supported each other, and that's kind of how the scrimmage happened, that, hey, let's just get each other ready for sectionals, never dreaming that we both would make it, and then here we are. So it's kind of fun. So yeah, Cortland's obviously a great team. They're a sectional champion, and they model their coach. They're disciplined. They're defensive. They run good stuff, and it's going to be a challenge. So hopefully we're up for it.
We can't wait to see how it goes. And either way, up to this point, it's been another spectacular season for you and the girls over there, and we're so, so thrilled for you with another section championship. And Greg, as always, thanks so much for the time. You know we always appreciate it. Good luck on Saturday, and hopefully we'll be talking to you soon here, okay?
Well, very good. I appreciate you having me on.